All men dream, but not equally. Those who dream by night in the dusty recesses of their minds wake in the day to find that it was vanity. But the dreamers of the day are dangerous men, for they may act their dreams with open eyes to make it possible. So there's some words by T.E. Lawrence, he of Lawrence of Arabia fame, from his book, The Seven Pillars of Wisdom. And I chose those words because they're used in the prefix of the preface of a book called Touching the Void by Joe Simpson. And well, I'm going to talk about that book in this talk. But before I do that, I just wanted to reiterate something that Vedanya was saying yesterday, that the archetype of the hero, or the heroic quest, is, in a way, just one way of talking about the spiritual life. And I've come to realize that every time I or anybody tries to say anything about the Dharma or the spiritual life, it's partial. It's almost like you have to keep correcting yourself. You say one thing and then you have to say, oh, well, I don't quite mean that. Or at least not in all circumstances. Or actually there's this opposite view as well that's equally valid. So it's always partial. But nevertheless, I think the heroic quest is a very, very good and apt way of talking about the spiritual life. So I'm going to use the story of Joe Simpson, who is a man from Sheffield, wrote this book, Touching the Void. You might have read the book, you might have seen the film. It was recently made into a film. And he's a mountaineer, a writer, and now works also as a motivational speaker to businessmen, I believe. And his story, together with his friend and colleague and fellow mountaineer, a man called Simon Yates, their story is, it's a story of heroism. It's a story of a heroic quest. Not necessarily a spiritual quest, but I think it's a very good metaphor or analogy for the spiritual quest. So if you'll sort of indulge me, I want to use it as an analogy. Don't take it literally. I'm not saying we all have to climb mountains. I wouldn't be here if that was what the spiritual life was about, frankly. But I think it's a fantastic, fantastic illustration. And if you give me poetic license, I'd like to try and draw out some of the analogies of the spiritual truths. Joe Simpson and his friend Simon Yates, in their 20s, I think they were probably about 25, 26, young, adventurous, confident men went to Peru and decided to scale this particular mountain, which I'm not sure how it's pronounced. I think it's something like the Suila Grande. They decided to scale this mountain that had never been scaled by this particular face. The west face of the mountain had never been conquered. And this particular mountain was, it's 21,000 feet high, and the west face was seemed to be particularly treacherous and probably impossible to climb. So they prepare for this ascent. They realize that they need to prepare, a bit like Xuan Sang was preparing. Perhaps they do it a bit more consciously and less sort of mysteriously than seemed to happen in Xuan Sang's life. But they prepare for this ascent. They realize that it's full of danger. They're good friends. They trust each other. And they trust each other's abilities. And they do lots of, from their base camp, they establish a base camp. There's a third man called Richard, I can't remember his second name. He stays at base camp looking after their possessions. And they do little sort of forays into, little short, I don't know what you do, run up a mountain, you know, walk up a mountain, to become acclimatised and test their equipment, etc.